Holding in the Rashba, the Rashba asked the Kasha. Gemara says that Lefir Avoyshe, the first chelik of the sugya, that Choluk Hoyo Reb Shimon Af Barishoino, and Alibed Reb Shimon, the halacha is that not only Yibim Ve'achar Kach Noilad, there's no Isur of Eshesochiv Shelo Hoyo Ba'ilomoy. Ela afilu noilad ve'achar kach yibem, Reb Shimon holds also that it's muter and it's no isur eshesochiv shel hayo ba'ilamoy, kazike keknusa. That's in the tzursa de shmeise. That shitas Rav Oishiyeh, we'll see later, Pop is cholik on Rav Oishiyeh, but shitas Rav Oishiyeh, choluk oyo Reb Shimon af barishoino, and alibed Reb Shimon is muter to meyabem eshesochiv shel hayo ba'ilamoy, Sai beyibem ve'achar kach noilad, this is poshut, mitzor beheter, ela afilu benoilad ve'achar kach yibem, because zike keknuso. Freg de gemore, say shesochiv shelo yoyo ba'ilomo ile Reb Shimon, eichem ashkachas lo. We have a mute of yachdov. If every time you could do yibum, sai beyibem ve'achar kach noilad. Sai benoilad ve'achar kach yibem, and both ichetim says you could do yibum, Alibed Reb Shimon. So where is the Ichatimtza that you cannot do Yibum Alibed Reb Shimon Mitzad? Where is the Ichatimtza that you can't do Yibum Alibed Reb Shimon Mitzad? Eishesochiv shel hayo ba'ilamoy. That's the Gemara's kasha. Where is the Ichatimtza that you cannot do Yibum Alibed Reb Shimon? And the Gemara answers the Ichatimtza that you cannot do Yibum Alibed Reb Shimon. Other b'chad ache. There's one brother that died, and then another brother is born. Then Tak has no way to do Yibum. Abarina mi betrei achi, is two brothers, and one of them dies, and the other one comes into the world. The other one is born, and the first and the second one is lo yibim ve lo meis. Chay gavne ze ishu reveshesochim shelo hayo ba'ilamoy. So the Gemara reinsets the pasuk of reveshesochim shelo hayo ba'ilamoy that is two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies, Levi is born, so Levi cannot do yibum now. Kol zman Shimon is alive and Shimon didn't do Yibum. But if Shimon does Yibum, das is Rav Oishiyeh. Noilad ve'achar kach Yibum, you could do Yibum. Or if Shimon dies, like the Rashba and Rashi, you could do Yibum. But if Shimon is alive, Levi cannot do Yibum. This is the Aran Gimol, the Pasuk, ve'ishesochim shel hayo ba'ilamoy. So the Reuven, the first Teretz, and dies and Shimon is born, then Pasha that Shimon can't do Yibum. But even if it's Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies, and Levi is born, Levi cannot do Yibum. Kol zman, Shimon did not do Yibum, or Shimon didn't die. If Shimon dies, or Shimon does Yibum, then Levi could take over. Frek the Rashba, if this is the case, Reuven is Shimon, Reuven dies, Levi is born, Levi cannot do Yibum. Frek the Rashba, Val Rav Oishi holds Zike Keknusa, Vel Raya. If Shimon will do Yibum, Levi could marry her, and there's no Nesra. If Shimon dies, Levi could marry her, there's no Nesra. Because we look at her that she's already married to Shimon. This is the reason when Shimon dies, Levi could take over. If Shimon makes Yibum, Levi could take over. But as they, when Levi is born, she's married to Shimon. So Stam Levi can't do Yibum. Because she's Eishesish, Eishesach. So why I need a pasuk shelo ba'ilamoy that Levi cannot do yibum? Ari the Gemara says that the ganze pasuk is arayin gimolt. What is the only case when Reuven dies, Shimon is alive, and Levi is born? Then Levi can do yibum. But if Shimon will do yibum and he will die, Levi could do. If Shimon dies, Levi could do. This was oizgi cheshbon. So what is the case that Shimon is alive and then Levi is born? Then anyway, Levi can do yibum. Like the Rashba, because she's zika keknusa to Shimon, so Levi finds the Isha that is married to Shimon when he was born, so she's already knusa to Shimon, Levi can't take her. Does it the Rashba's kasha? And the Rashba answers, no. On Yachdov. So when Levi will come, he will do Yibum, and his Baal Mafreya, she will be konus to him, and not to the Shimon. As if you have two brothers, even if it's Zuki Kiknusa, if one does it, Nisbaal Mafreya, that it's Knusa to him, or it's also to him. But Mele, without Yachdov, Levi will be born, and in that moment he will do Yibum, and he will take over. B'meila, I need a meal. Those are the tenets of the Rashba. So I need Yachdov to tell me that Levi, when he's born, can come and do Yibum and take over the issues to say that it's Knus to him and not to Shimon. Shet Yachdov, Shoyselem Yeshiva Achas Ba'ila. Frag the world. So why Levi is not doing Yibum now, when he's born? Not because she's Knus to Shimon, because it's a pasuk of Yachdov. So Be'etzim, he could have done Yibum, and he cannot do Yibum because Yachdov. If he can't do Yibum because Yachdov, so this is called Nesro. She Be'etzim was Roi LeYibum, and she's also Mitzad Yachdov, is Nesro. The Lashon for Rebbe Chanan, the Lashon for Rebbe Nochem. If she was Zokuk and Hashem said no, so she got a shame of Erbe, and then she's Zokim Shalom Rebbe Elomel, if Rebbe Nochem is a Banishver. Be'etzim, she had a reason for Yibum, and the reason she can't do Yibum is because Yachdov. So the Yachdov is Mematr. The Yachdov says that she can do Yibum. Without the Yachdov, she could have done Yibum. Because the Yachdov, she cannot do Yibum. So because the Yachdov, she cannot do Yibum. The Yachdov is Mematr from the Parsha. The Yachdov is Mematr from the Parsha. If the Yachdov is Mematr from the Parsha, is a Nesra, she's called the Shalahir Abayilamay. So what? How Reb Shimon says that if later Shimon will do Yibum and Shimon will die, Levi could take over and is no Nesra, it's called Mitzvah Beheter. She was never considered Nesra because she was already Kiknusa by Shimon. Hare on the Yachdov, Levi could have done Yibum. So what is Memayat in the Yachdov? So she is Nismayat from the Parsha. So what helps the Zika Kiknusa? This is the Kasha we spoke about yesterday. But the answer is, what are you saying in the Nusar? We're asking the Kasha already. The answer is, you're right. Without the Yachdov, Levi would come and he would take over. Avada, without the Yachdov, Levi would come and he would take over. That's in Ishkin Shaila Bichlal. Abavail is the Yachdov, so Levi does not take over. So now when someone asks Levi, why you don't do Yibum? The Teretz is, she's already married to Shimon. Without Yachdov, I would have a koyach to break away the nesuim of Shimon, and b'meile I would have a right. But today, that I don't have a right to memayat it, so today, the reason I can't do Yibum, it's not the pshat that it falls le Yibum to me, and as a nesro. It be'etzem falls to Shimon, and as keknusa to Shimon. And I'm outside of the parsha. I'm not in the parsha. I'm outside of the parsha. It's Kikonus to Shimon. I'm outside the parsha. Just without the Yachdov, I would have a koyach to come and to be mafkia. I would have a koyach to come and to be meshane. The Yachdov doesn't give me the koyach. Nesro is when Be'etzim is a zika to me and is a no. Oh, I have a shame shalom b'ilom. I want to do Yibum and the answer is no. Here Be'etzim, I'm not in the parsha of Yibum. The Ramban says it in his Nusach, in Asach, very stark. And the Ramban, it's mamash gishmak to say it. The Ramban says, Maskonas ha-gemore, Yibum is, Zika keknusa is only with one brother, not with two brothers. That's the Maskonah. We'll get to it later. Zog the Ramban hazeh. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies, Shimon, Zika keknusa, is only one brother. Levi is born, it's keknusa to Shimon, so when Shimon dies, Levi could take him over. Without Yachdov, so when Levi is born, is Nisbarer, that is not one brother, that is two brothers. So it's not Zika Keknusa. So Levi could take her. Today there is Yachdov, so Lemay says only one Yavam. So it's Zika Keknusa. So Memele, she doesn't fall. The Ramban says a little bit, he doesn't want to say so white like the Rashba, stand because the Miut. But the Ramban says the same Cheshbon. He says when it's one brother, it's Zika Keknusa. So Reuven dies, Shimon is the only brother divine, she's married to Shimon, Levi is Mitzvah Beheter. She never felt the Levi. Levi is Mitzvah Beheter. So while Levi is Mitzvah Beheter, while Levi is Mitzvah Beheter, if Levi is considered Mitzvah Beheter, says no chisal. Why I need Yachdov? Without Yachdov, so when Levi is born, we will say that he's also a Yavam. So then, binizbar that is two Yavamim here. When it's two Yavamim, Abba binizbar that she was never Zikir Keknusat Hashimah. And the Mele, Levi could take over. But today there is Yachdov, so it's only Yavam and Shimon, while the only Yavam is Shimon. The Mele, when Levi comes, she's already married to Shimon. She's already married to Shimon, the Mele, Levi can't do Yibum. So why Levi is not doing Yibum? Because she's married to Shimon. Because she's married to Shimon, Levi can't do Yibum. Let me mamshich the Gemara. Frag the Gemara. Maskif lo Rabbi Yosef hashto zikra v'maymer mesapkele l'Reb Shimon ike knus adomi elav ke knus adomi zikra l'chude miboye zikra l'chude miboye mai detna shloisho achim nesuim sholosh noshim nochrias. Three brothers kulam ba'olam married through three different nashim. Umeisa echod mehem, Reuven dies, ve'osa bosheini maimer, and Shimon made a maimer, and eishes Reuven, ve'meis areilu chotzes v'lem misyabas. So Levi has to do chalitza and not yibu. Why? Shenemar ve'meis echod mehem, yevomo yovo yoleo, mi she'oleo zikas yovom echod, ve'loi she'oleo zikas shnei yevomim, ve'loi she'oleo zikas shnei yevomim. So b'meile, Levi cannot do Yibum because Eishes Reuven has a maimer from Shimon, so she Eishes Shnei Meisim, and Eishes Shimon herself is Tzoras Eishes Shnei Meisim. Reb Shimon Oimer meyabem leize meir echod meir shem leechod meim sheirtze vecholetz leshniya. He does Yibum to one and Chalitza to one. Yibum et arvayu loi. Dil meyer zike ve'avishtei yevom esabois mi bayis echot. If yer zike, you only have to do one. Yibu bechode ve'iftaridoch loy. Dil me'ein zike keknuso. Ve'avishtei yevom esabois mi shtei batim. Al be'mesapkele. Dosi de gemore. Shtei den de gemore, and this gemore be'etzem, is the sugi of zike keknuso. And the chokhmah, I think, in the sugi is the amod asadvorim more for the etzem ha-hesber in the end. The Gemara zokta zay. If you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, ve'Levi, and Reuven dies, and then Shimon dies. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven dies, and then Shimon dies. Zog di gmore le man de omar zike ke knuso is enough to Levi to miyabim one of them. Dose di gmore. Dil me ye zike ve ave shte yom az bois bois echot yibu me chode ve if ta ridach loy dil me ein zike ke knuso. Shteit in di gmore that if zike ke knuso and you have Reuven, Shimon and Levi, Reuven dies, Shimon dies, Levi does a Yibum to one of them, and while Levi does a Yibum to one of them, is enough. That's the Gemara. Mele zog the Gemara, alibe de Reb Shimon, you can't do Yibum to both. Why? Dil me yesh zike vezike keknuso, and it's enough to marry one. Why it's not enough to marry one? Maybe he holds ein zike keknuso. Here's the Gemara that the Gemara said, so we see that Reb Shimon was mesupik if we hold zikr keknusa or not. Reb Shimon is mesupik if we hold zikr keknusa or not. So let me gain first, what's the chidush that stayed in the Gemara? Before the Rishayim is kasha. You have Reuven, Shimon and Levi. Reuven dies, and Shimon dies. Zog the Gemara leman de omar zikr keknusa is enough to marry other Eishes Reuven, other Eishes Shimon. Now, if we think about it, what is the pshat in the Gemara? Reuven is dead and Shimon dies. Levi has a Yibum as Eishes Reuven, and he has a Yibum as Eishes Shimon. We tell him, if you hold from Zike Keknusa, if we hold from Zike Keknusa, so we tell Levi, listen, Who you want to be Meyabim? You want to be Meyabim Eishes Reuven? You pater Eishes Shimon. You want to be Meyabim Eishes Shimon? You pater Eishes Reuven. Val Zike Keknuso. Das steht in der Gemara. Denn Leman de Omar Zike Keknuso, when you have Reuven, Shimon and Levi, Reuven dies, Shimon dies, Levi is enough to do a Yibum to one of them. He doesn't have to do a Yibum to both. He could do Yibum to one of them. That's the Gemara. Now, why? If he marries Eishes Reuven, he patters Eishes Shimon. If he marries Eishes Shimon, he patters Eishes Reuven. How?
Now,
let me try. How? Let me say he marries Eishes Reuven. So what happens? He marries Eishes Reuven. How he patters Eishes Shimon? What? That Eishes Reuven is also Zokuk to Shimon. Shtei da Achirush Otsu. That the Zike Keknusa to Shimon is so much enough that if you marry the Zike Keknusa, his real wife, his original wife, doesn't need Yibum. Shtei da Madregi of Zike Keknusa, now that he has a Mixas, a 50%, a 80%, a 90%, say that if I marry the Zike Keknusa, I was Meiti Shimon Yidei Choyva. This is Nochal Betzor. Now, what is the other tzad? He will go and marry Eishes Shimon. He goes and he marries Eishes Shimon. What happens if he marries Eishes Shimon? So state that Eishes Reuven doesn't need Yibum anymore. Why she doesn't need Yibum anymore? Why if he marries Eishes Shimon, Eishes Reuven doesn't need Yibum anymore? Why? Why she doesn't need Yibum anymore? If he marries Eishes Shimon, why Eishes Reuven doesn't need Yibum anymore? He didn't marry the one that is Kuko. He married Eishes Shimon. Why Eishes Reuven doesn't need Yibum anymore? But he has to marry Eishes Reuven. So steht da lechur in the Gemara. Steht da lechur in the Gemara that when Reuven dies and is a zike keknusa to Shimon, she's only Eishes Shimon, completely Eishes Shimon. That if I marry her, I was Yoitzer for Shimon. And if I married Shimon's wife, I don't need to make another Yibum to Eishes Reuven. This really is very big Kiddush. Let me say, Zike Keknusa is an 80% marriage. So I understand, he marries Eishes Reuven, he did 80% for Shimon, was Moiti Shimon. He marries Eishes Shimon, but this lady is 20% from Reuven, didn't get a Yibum yet. Why she's Mutter Lashuk? Why she's Mutter Lashuk? Steht da Amor Nezach, Reuven, Shimon and Levi. Steht da in the Gemara, Leman de Omar, and this is not even the Sugya. This was Poshet in the Gemara that if Zike Keknusa, and Reuven dies, and Shimon dies, if Reb Shimon would hold Zike Keknusa, Levi could choose either one that he wants, and he's Yoitzer. So I'm saying, if he chooses Eishes Reuven, what happens? If he chooses Eishes Reuven, what happens? I understand that Keilu, okay, Reuven, he married Eishes Reuven, and why is Yoitzer Shimon? Because she's Zika Keknusa to Shimon, so he was Yoitzer Keilu, he married Shimon, and the other wife of Shimon doesn't need Yibum. Also a Chidush. See? He married 80% from Shimon, she doesn't need a Yibum. He married a different wife of Shimon. He didn't marry Eishes Reuven. Aval married a different wife from Shimon. No, so why Eishes Reuven is potter? Shimon has a full Yibum. But Eishes Reuven doesn't have yet a full Yibum. He didn't marry the same. Reuven, Shimon, Levi are three different brothers with three different wives. Reuven dies, Shimon dies. Levi could choose one of them and he's Yoitzer Yibum. He marries Eishes Reuven, so we say he also was Yoitzer for Shimon 80%. He marries Eishes Shimon. Reuven's wife never got a Yibum yet. Shimon, everything that went into him was Yoitzer. But there's a part that didn't go into him. That part that didn't go into him never got a Yibum. That part never got a yibum. Und steht nicht das. Steht, that if Reuven and Shimon and Levi, Reuven dies, Shimon dies, Levi could choose who he wants. So it's very schwer to understand this. But here, if this would be the only problem, here the Rishonim didn't start on this yet. We would say that the gather of Zika Keknusa is that she's mamish married to Shimon now, and b'meile, as Levi if Shimon does Yibum, Levi is miyaba, meisha Shimon is enough. Zika Keknusa, medrash priya, meyena didn't do the mitzvah yet. Keilu, she's married to Shimon, so if I make a Yibum, I'm yoitze Shimon, and his number will be miyabim from Reuven, and out is good. This is the way. It's very schwer. It's hard to believe that it's emes even. And Yoitza, I mean, Reuven, Shimon didn't do the mitzvah yet. And she's Reuven doesn't need a mitzvah anymore. She's Zuke Keknusa, she's aiming to get married to him. So b'meila now, she's Reuven doesn't need a takana anymore. Only Shimon. So if you marry that lady, I understand. You're attacking for both. I could marry the second wife of Shimon. She's Reuven doesn't need nothing anymore. As Eishnei. Miyabim le'eze she'irze. And the Gemara says, Yibum echad ve'iftar idach. The first line in Yutesimud Aleph. Yibum echad ve'iftar idach loy. Why? Dil me'ein ziki kiknusa. Aber if ziki kiknusa, if ziki kiknusa stayed in the Gemara, so I'm saying, if you only have to marry Eishes Reuven, no. Eishes Reuven also ki'ilu I'm chapping for Shimon. Aber stay that I could take the second wife of Shimon. Why Eishes Reuven is yaitzu with that? What
could you do?
No, so tell me that I have to marry Eishes Reuven. I'm a zogim. If I marry Eishes Reuven, I do fully Reuven, 80% Shimon. But I may have a Eishes Shimon. So what do you say?
Yeah, but
I'm saying it's a big chiddush to understand that the keknusa means that it's complete already by Shimon, and Eishes Reuven doesn't need a takone. And not only that lady, I can marry the real wife of Shimon, and I don't have to take care of this lady anymore. Because Ki'ilu Shimon did a Yibu.
So,
when Reuven doesn't say Kiknusa all the way? No, when Eishes Reuven is also by Shimon, so Levi is Miyabim, Lom Bezog and Eishes Reuven, and the Kiknusa of Shimon is also Miyabim. But here when he's Miyabim, the second wife of Shimon, Shimon never really made a Yibum to Eishes
Reuven. Reuven's already
Torah,
Shimon's wife.
Right,
so
she's Kiknusa, but I was never Miyabim that wife. Yeah, stay there klar in the Gemara that as Zike Keknusa we look on it Ki'ilu Lama Zogin. I'm saying it's only Lama Zogin. Lama Zogin, we're looking at Ki'ilu, she's married to Shimon completely. We don't understand why. And the Mele now, if I'm Yabimur, I'm Yoitze Eisha Shimon, and Shimon Ki'ilu married already Reuven, so the only job of the brother that is left is to Yabim Eisha Shimon. Doesn't he say the Zike Keknusa? We saw it in the Sugi before. Reuven and Shimon and Levi is born. Shimon dies. Levi says, I'm taking over Eisha Shimon. I don't have a mitzvah of Eishes Reuven. I have a mitzvah of Eishes Shimon. The Rashman Rashi said, if Shimon dies, Levi can take over. So Zike Keknusa says, Eishes Reuven is Keknusa by Shimon. And when Levi comes and he takes over, so now it's enough to Miyabim, and not only that lady. Even if he's Miyabim, the second wife, it's also enough. As the Gemara, this could have been enough. I'm asking that it's Shver. But as the Gemara, it could have been enough. As the Gemara, it couldn't been enough. Frek the Rashba, he doesn't understand. Frek the Rashba Akasha. Every time when it's three brothers, and one brother dies, how the second brother does Yibum? Once again. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies. How Levi does Yibum? It's Knus of the Shimon.
Goes to oldest
from first. Mitzvah like a tchile. No older, twins, no.
It's all the same.
It's not pchor. What is, how you do Yibum? Sefei Derashma, how you do Yibum? What?
How you do Yibum?
What is the answer? Zog the Rashba. The only way to answer is that if Levi does Yibum, so Lemafrea or andere Nusach, it will work. Zog the Rashba, if this is the Pshat, so what is the difference here, Reuven, Shimon, Levi? Reuven dies. Shimon dies, Levi goes and marries Eishes Reuven, so we misbar that she was never married to Shimon, and now he goes later, takes Eishes Shimon. Why by marrying Eishes Reuven is enough? Why when Shimon is alive, if Levi takes Eishes Reuven, there's no shaykhes to Shimon? So why now when Levi takes Eishes Reuven, her shaykhes to Shimon? If you're telling me, Yisoy, that you can't take away Eishes Shimon, I hear. But I say, every three brothers, you can't do Yibum. Every three brothers, you can't do Yibum. The answer is, Avada, you could do Yibum, why? Because when Levi takes over, it's Nisbarer, that the Zik is to him and not to Shimon. Frek the Rashba, if that's the Pshat, that the Yibum is to him and not to Shimon. So what is the Pshat in our Sugya? What? Not different the filler. She fell already from before.
She fell to Shimon.
She fell to Shimon and Levi. She fell to Shimon and Levi. She fell to Shimon and Levi. Think, Yaakov. His three brothers. She falls on both of them the same. Pashas, both. Pashas the Maimon is only left out. The most Maimon the Rabbanon. Rashi said, call the Zik. Some of them want to say the Maimon. Pashas, the whole Sukh is Mashma under. Frek the Rashba. So what is the difference? If it's a Musak by three brothers, then when Levi does Yibum, he takes over. So what is the Pshat in our Sugya? Yeah, what is the Pshat in our Sugya? Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Levi comes, he takes over Eishes Reuven. Now it's also Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Grad Shimon is dead. Nothing different. Everything is the same. Grad Shimon is dead. Grad Shimon is dead. So the Rashi says, you could have said Taka, that it stayed in the Sugya, that when the three brothers, you can't do Yibum. So can is that? Avada with three brothers, you could do Yibum. If with three brothers, you could do Yibum. So what is the Pshat in our Sugya? Well, if a Kelt goes, that's even better. So for sure Levi could go as Reuven. So let Levi to take Eishes Reuven as Reuven, and Eishes Shimon as Shimon.
Obviously, the
Misa
does
that. Obviously, for sure. That's the
Shaila
what? But that's the Shaila. But that's the good for the Shaila. But that's the good for the Shaila. What is the husband? Zog the Rashba. And the Ramban. ומיו, שתי יבומס הבויס משתי בתים אפילו לרב שמעון, תרוויים מיד, וכנוס את העי מפקי למזיק השאר האחים. דילוי, ביטלתו מצווס יבומים משלו ישו האחים. וכנוסו לזה ולזה. יש לו אימא. The Kosovar, the Dafka Kikai Metarvayu. The Dafka Kikai Metarvayu. Umeyabem Chad, Mafik Lemidei Zikedoech. Dokoi Ache Veloy Meyabem Lo. Dokoi Ache Veloy Meyabem Lo. Only when he's alive and one of them does Yibum. So while the other one doesn't do Yibum, my Yibum is mafkia from your Yibum. אבל כי מה ישלי אם איסה דזיקה שלו יבוא עם כקנוסו אבל למי מר אילו אביקאים אי הוא קוניס לו ומייקור כקנוסו אבל זאת אומרת if he's alive and one does he's מפקיע אבל ואל is dead so he can't be מפקיע פרק דרש בו ואם תאמר הומין אולי זהו סבור הרחוי כמאויד זהו שאימרים במושל כשהוא חי כוי לא יכול עזבי שבח כשהוא מס כוי לא שיבו how it could be when he's alive if the other brother does, if the other brother does yimum he's מפקיע from him and now that he's mess now that he's a mess so then it's fakert כשהוא חי כוי לא יכול כשהוא מס כוי לא שיבו how it could be כשהוא חי כוי לא יכול and the Rambam answers again the same thing the Kemo שאמרים אילו היה מס קיים אילו אבי קוניס the Rambam speaks it out a little bit more clear פירו שכל שלי מס אי אפשר להם מזיק ככנוס אדומי לזה החי ואם קודם אחד וזוכו בפני אוכיב פוקה לא הזיק הם מאויסטום שלא ירוצו ליאבם אבל מס אחד מהם כיוון שאילו היו חי שמו היו מיאבם רואים כאילו כנוס עליהם משעס נפילו These are the words of the Rashman. He didn't ask him, about it, you can't stamp shine. If he's Megala Das or what, he's the Koyach of Mafkiya the Das. Sure, these are the words that I'm reading, yeah? Shekeimon Shulei Rotzo. If a guy says, Echvilnish, so the Ziki Kiknusa goes off. So about it, the Achroinim try a little bit to give a hezbel that the Yisrael of Ziki Kiknusa is Loshen HaRosh and Adorim, Shoimedes Lehinosa Loi, Sheino Mechuseres Mesir Elechupo, Shailokecho Baal Korcho. סבר שזה מדס להינוסה שיכול ללקח אותו בעל כורחו אבל if you don't have to ask him so במילה it's כאילו it's כנוסו but if he's not planning to do it and he gave up on it so he gave up on the כנוסו and then it became כנוסו to the other person this is the תחילס הסבורס אבל אני very שוור very שוור to understand but I want the שלב before that So we have to yet explain Pshat, the Avona and the Rashba and the Ramban. Aber steht in the Rashba and the Ramban, I'm chudosh dike sugya. We have a sugya of Zike keknuso, and the Avona and the sugya of Zike keknuso is what? The Avona and the sugya of Zike keknuso is? The Avona and the sugya of Zike keknuso is? A poshte Avona, that what? That if Zike Keknuso Be'etzem, it's married to Shimon, and Levi comes and he takes over Eish Shimon. Fregen the Rishonim, so you never could do Yibum anymore. So Zike Keknuso. Zogen the Rishonim, no. If he's alive, so if I do a Yibum, it's Keilu Knuso to me. It's Keilu Knuso to me if I do Yibum. But if he's dead, so I can't take away the Zike Keknuso from him. Fragt sich der Kasche, and this is the Koishi of the Sugi. I'm saying, first I understand the Kasche, this is the Avoida Bifnei Atzma. Say that. But now we understand this claw, so we know that Be'etzim has to be a Zike Keknusa to both of them. So how every time you do Yibum, if you take over, you megale that it's you and it's not him. If he's dead, you can't take over. Say that, so I can't take over. But now we have the Kasche B'kol HaToikev. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Reuven dies, everyone can take over. Shimon dies, you can't race away his Zike Keknusa. So Shimon dies, you can't race away his Zike Keknusa. Comes Levi, and he wants to do Yibum. So we tell him, choose one of them, other Reishas Reuven, other Reishas Shimon, and you'll be alright. Fregen the Imre Moshe, the Reb Shimon, all the Achroinim, What Shimon is going to do? What Levi is going to do now? Watch right. If he takes Lamezagen, Eisha Shimon. Aber Eishes Reuven no one took care of. She was also knusa to him. She's also knusa to the mess, you can't take it away. And she's also knusa to the chai. He married the second wife of Eishes Shimon. He married the second wife of Shimon. How Eishes Reuven becomes part of Mi'ibum? She has a zikah. And she has a zikah kiknusa to Levi. She has a zikah kiknusa to Levi. And she has a zikah kiknusa to Shimon. Comes Levi and he wants to do Yibum. To who he does Yibum? To Eishes Shimon. No? So we tell now Eishes Reuven, you patu. Why is she patu? What happened to her zikah? What happened to her zikah? Before we didn't think. We said she's married to Shimon. The mother said she's married to Shimon. She's married to both. Everyone has a zikah kiknusa. I can't take away his zikah kiknusa. I can't take away his zikah kiknusa. But what happened to the zikah of Reuven? So why Eishes Reuven is patur? What helps that I marry Eishes Shimon? But Eishes Reuven is zakuk to me. Eishes Shimon is Reuven is zakuk to me. If she's zakuk to me, so how the ma'aseh she's mutar to the shuk? I'm a Moshva. And if I take Eishes Reuven, she's Eishes Shtei Meisim. There's a zikah from Reuven, and there's a zikah from Shimon. So I'm not allowed to marry her. So the Rashba didn't make it much hard. So again, Be'etzem, when you start the sugya, you could start to clear and tchilas a sugya. What is the Avone in Reuven and Shimon? And the Gemara says, if zikah keknusa, so if Shimon dies, you come and say, I'm taking over Shimon. What do you mean you're taking over Shimon? Abbas Nochechet Reuven, that is a Zikah Kiknusa and Shimon. We don't think. Say it. The Rashba comes as a different kasha. Alaba when Levi comes, Mizbar that she's Zokuk to Reuven, Levi as Reuven. No Shaykh is to Shimon. So why now when it's over Shimon, Levi has to come to Shimon? Zok the Rashba, you can't take away the Zikah Kiknusa to Shimon. Val is a mace, his Zikah doesn't go off. Say that, his Zikah doesn't go off. But it's a zikah of Reuven also. If it's a zikah of Reuven, so now we have some two kashas. And if we want to be magdered, we have three kashas and the sugi of Zogdosi Be'etzem, the heart. If the Yesaitis and the sugi of Zikah Keknusa. We have a sugi, and I want to be magdered. These are the three shailas that Oleinu Levarer. Not all the pshotim answer, all the shalish. One shaila is taki like we started. That it's mamish a marriage to Shimon, and I'm just coming machma Shimon, and Reuven disappears. It's a chidush otzu, aber ken zayn. Aber lemaisa the Rashba came and he asked the kasha every time. Reuven and Shimon and Levi, Levi makes a yibum. It's ois Shimon. Why here it's different? Zog the Rashba chidush a mess is different. Also needs a pshat. Why a mess is different? Well. You can't be mafkia the mess. You can't be mafkia the mess. So while you can't be mafkia the mess, the man of the zikah, the knus of the mess stays. So now we're asking, but now we have the kashas. And these are the two kashas, the main two kashas. Shtei that zikah ke knus, I'm coming to Shimon. Shtei that the mess, you can't take away the mess. As I state? But you're right that I can't take away the mess, but I'm also a picture. I'm also a part of it. The mess didn't do Yibum better for me. When both of us are alive, we're the same. So how I do Yibum? I knock him off. He will do Yibum, he will knock me off. He didn't knock me off, he just died. He didn't do nothing. And before he died, both were equal. If I will do Yibum, he's better. If he will do, he didn't do. So we stay. So now the halacha is, we stay. So who I will take? If I will marry Eishes Reuven, it's Eishes Shtei Meisim. If I will marry the second wife of Shimon, I never did Yibum to Eishes Reuven. So how I do Yibum? How I do it? This is the koishi and the sugi. This is the shverkeit, the koishi avon and the sugi. It's a double koshe moed. You know why it's koshe moed? Because even the Rashba that touched the sugi, the Rashba came, the Rashba and the Rabban and all of them, and they're talking in a very shverer zach, and they're saying a zach that we have to allow a lot to understand. What is the pshat? Why when he's dead, you can't be mafkia? When he's a chai, you could be mafkia. I'll just give you a marshal. Some achroinim explain it a little bit. Some achroinim explain. So the rishonim is mashma he doesn't want. Some Achronim explain like this. When he's chai, so when I do it, it's kilu shlichusayu. So I could be oiker him. When he's a dead, it's no shlichusayu, so I can't oiker him. Nope. Could be a smaller. But the Rishonim said this one was bothering the Rishonim. How Reuven could, why Reuven can't be Miyabim direct? And they say, you can't be Mafkir. Say that. But if the Rishonim are touching the problem and they're not answering the Iker Baya, you're right that you can't be Mafkia. You can't be Mafkia the Mace. But how Levi could do Yibum and say, I'm only the Abba Meisha Shimon? And we're explaining, the Kasha is Alamol two ways. If he marries Aisha Sruven, she's Aisha Shtei Mason. I understand that he's Moitzi Shimon, but by him it's also Eisha Sruven. It's Eisha Shtei Meisim. And if he marries the second wife of Shimon, who patterned the Zika from Reuven? He also has a Zika from Reuven. What? Right, no, I'm saying, on the Rashba, Mishum Ma, the Zika Kiknusa, she's married to Shimon. No? And they say, Mes Kilu, he married her. The Rashba doesn't say that. The Rashba didn't say Mes Kilu, he married her. So mess, I can't be mafkir the Zika Kiknusa. This is what the Rashba said. When he's mess, I can't be mafkir the Zika Kiknusa. The mess, I can't be mafkir the Zika Kiknusa. So even if it means I can't be mafkir the Zika Kiknusa, I'll say that. So blab the Zika Kiknusa to the mess. But it's also Zika to the Chai. It's also Zika from Reuven. So where does Zika of Reuven disappears? What? The answer, you could ask it right away. I asked it right away. So I was at Vaisto, is Shteido, that the Zika Kiknuso is by Shimon. Vaisto is the Zika Kiknuso is by Shimon. The Rashba didn't say that. The Rashba said, not when someone dies, Kilo he does Yibum. It's not true. He said, normally I could take it off. Here I can't take it off. Said I can't take it off, but it's a zikah to me also. If it's a zikah to me also, so the mele, say if I marry Aisha Sruven, it doesn't work. Say if I marry Aisha Shimon, it doesn't work. Who I will marry, it will not work.
If
Shimon
was
kainis,
there's no
zikah
to me.
What?
If Shimon was
kainis,
there's no
zikah
to me.
Shimon was not kainis.
He was kainis.
The Rashi doesn't say kilo is kainis. The Rashi doesn't say misa arei kiknisa. Misa is not kiknisa. Misa doesn't have nothing about knisa. Zika is kiknusa. Everyone has a koyach. Just I could be mafkia. B'chaim I could be mafkia. Shalei b'chaim I can't be mafkia. So Be'etzem is three main drachim and the achroinim to understand the tzus of the Shmaiso. One derech is, I don't know if we call it a derech, it's a cheshbon, that maybe ain't a chenami. Be'etzem the Rishonim are right, when there's a zikah keknusa to one, there's a stira to the zikah keknusa to the other one. If it's a zikah keknusa to one, it's a stira to say that it's a zikah keknusa to the other one. So how normally you could do yibum? Lemafreya you mafkia. Lemafreya you mafkia. This is the way alamol it works. Lemafreya you mafkia the zikah. Over here we say like this: the chai can't be mafkia from the mess. But the mess could be mafkia from the chai. Because ilu hayo chai, he will do yibum. So the chai cannot be mafkia from the mess. The chai cannot be mafkia from the mess. But the mess could be mafkia from the chai. So when two brothers are there, be'etzem it's a stira. The Torah says, the one that will do it, the mafkia it says, the chai can't anymore take away from the mess. But the mess, if it would be alive, he would take. So b'meile, si blay b'zika keknusa to the mess, and not to the chai. While he kiilu, we say ilu hayachai, he could have done it. So by him, we could look at it like ziki keknuso. I'm saying the nusa. I said this derech mistam is not a derech. But some achronim want to say it that bechesh ben etzmashma on teres that while this I can't take away from him the ziki keknuso, he's the one that is left with a ziki keknuso. So now she's only married to Shimon. B'meila you meyav b'meisa Shimon. V'hakol yovel mekoyim b'sholem. What? Again, Val the state in the shame, Monsieur can't take away. So I can't take away from him. But he could take away from me because I'm alive. No. Everyone has a zikke keknusa be'etzem. Just normally, everyone has a koyach to take away from the other person. Val the chai can't take away from the mess. So the mess could take from the chai. So Val the chai cannot take from the mess, and the mess could take from the chai. See, blind by the mess. And the Mele without this Beirim. And again, Zikke Keknusa makes it completely to the Sheini. Again, I'm only saying this pshat that I want, before we start to say Teres, to understand how we understood the Sugya before the Teres came. Before the Teres that we said in the Sugya, it's Mashma in the Sugya, that Val is a Zikke Keknusa to Shimon, she's married to Shimon, and it's only Shimon, and the Mele you take one of the wives of Shimon, and you Yoytze Chayv the Ganze Parsha. This is the Avodas HaDvorim. This is the way, without this Beirim, when you read the Gemara, without understanding. What state in the Gemara? Zike keknuso. Shimon has a Zike. Val Shimon has a Zike, b'meile, shizokuk to Shimon. And b'meile is a Batu. I, vosi de pshat. Normally you could take over. Here, Val, you cannot take over, because you can't take over mess. But the mess could take over the Chai. The mess, not as a mitzvah, as a ziki keknusa the whole time. No, boss. Val, I could take over, but if I can't take over, it stays knusa to him. So Val, and he could take over because Ilu Yachai, so it stays by him and not by me. Ilu was a kid. On the cue of the mitzvah, it's his wife. It's not Reuven's wife anymore. As David, we saw the sugi before, it's not kosher lebei lamoi. It's not kosher lebei lamoi. Stayed in the Rashba, if Shimon dies, Levi is allowed to do Yibur. It's no Reuven. You can't be making shame of Reuven. Reuven's wife is gone. She's by Shimon. It's no more Ashes Reuven. So I'm saying, I don't think that it's pshat has a Hezbel. I don't think that the Pshat has a Hezbel. To say that Shimon is the only one, but if we say like that, the main is Shimon gets the whole Ziki Keknusa. If there's no more Ziki Keknusa to the first one, it's only to Shimon. It's only to Shimon. It's not so poshut. I'll say in one word, I don't want to go into the Cheshbonis. And part of his detail that why this pshat is nisht emes, because eventually Levi will die. And when Levi will die, so then the Maya says Shimon can't take over Isha's Levi. So then Levi also, so then we'll stop the Zikke Keknusa to Reuven, to Shimon, or we'll say he already chapped it, so maybe it doesn't make a difference. But I'm saying again, everyone dies in the end. So Levi eventually, Shimon died. So we're saying Levi can't take from Shimon because he's dead. But Shimon could take from Levi. Right, and when Levi is when Levi dies, Shimon's dead. It's not a Maisa Yibum, it's a Zika Keknusa, because it's Oymed Leinose. They did it to the other one. Levi did Yibum to the other wife. This wife was Keknusa to him. Eventually she stops to be Keknusa to him.
What if she dies first?
But she stops to be Keknusa to him. She will stop to be Keknusa to him. She will stop to be Keknusa to him eventually. So I want to go back to the Iker Kasha. The Iker Kasha is Be'etzem. The Pashas, it's not the Pshat that Shimon takes over the whole Keknusa. But Pashas is not the pshat that Shimon takes over the whole keknusa and there's no more keknusa to Levi. It's not the pshat. Pashas, it's not the pshat. So b'meila our koishi in the sugya is be'etzem. This is the shverkeit and the avona in the sugya. What helps that Levi will come and marry Eisha Shimon? Arei lechura Eisha Sruven didn't get yet the yibum. What will help that he will marry Eisha Sruven? It's Eisha Shtei Meisi. It's not only Knusa to Shimon. It's not true. The Rishonim only had the kasha. Let Levi to be the only one, and he will take Shimon away. Zog the Rishonim, when he's dead, you can't take him away. Oh, but to say that now the Mele it's only Shimon and not Reuven, das lo yale al adas, das lo yale al adas. So our sugya is very shvel. Our sugya is very shvel. Tango, the sugya is very shvel. What does the Avona do? So the Pshat is Azay. The Pshat is Azay. The Imre Moshe and Reb Shimon, they want to say a Mahalach. They want to say like this, Avada, it's only Chatzi Chatzi. It can't be more from Chatzi Chatzi. And the Rishonim only asked, let Levi to take over. Oh, but it's only 50% zika keknusa to Shimon. It's only 50% zika keknusa to Shimon. It's 50% as Reuven. There's no shaila about it. So the shaila is, so what is the avona? How state in the Gemara that either one you could do? We say again, we have two kashas. Eishes Shimon, the second one, doesn't pat Reuven. Eishes Reuven is Eishes Shtei Meisim. And we'll call it's Eishes Shtei Meisim. It's Eishes Shtei Meisim. Zog the Imre Moshe, while you can't take away the Ishes from Shimon, so she's Ishes Achav Shimon. So now when Shimon is dead, Be'etzem, she's the Erve of Ishes Achav Shimon. If she's the Erve of Ishes Achav Shimon, so the Erve is Mafkia, the Zike from Reuven. Val she's Eishes Ach of Shimon. The Eishes Ach of Shimon is Mafkia, the Zika from Reuven. If you want to marry her as Eishes Reuven, you can marry her as Eishes Reuven. Because you forget the Eishes Shimon. What? That's what? Again. If you want to Miyabim Shimon. But if you don't want to be Miyabim Shimon, if you want to Miyabim Reuven, if you want to take over Reuven's issues, you can't take over Reuven's issues. You can't come and make him shame to Reuven. Why you can't be making... So the Rishonim were asking Akashe, let me to Miyabim Reuven and she will never be Zokuk to Shimon. Zog in the Rishonim, I can't take away Eisha Shimon. Zog in the Rishonim, I can't take away Eisha Shimon. So while I can't take away Eisha Shimon, while I can't take away Eisha Shimon, so b'meile she's zokuk al Shimon. So b'meile, while the only way I could come over is as Eishes Shimon, and b'meile, when I'm marrying Eishes Shimon, so b'meile the zikah from Reuven has to fall off. The zikah from Reuven is a erve. She's a erve because now she's married to Shimon. As maybe if someone else will go and marry her, she'll become a erve and it will be poka. The issues from Reuven, so while she became Eisha Shimon, so Eisha Shimon has a heter yibum. So I could miyabim Eisha Shimon. I could miyabim Eisha Shimon. I could come as Shimon, but I can't come as Reuven. If I come from the side of Reuven, it's a stira. If I want to take over Shimon, I could take over Shimon. But if I want to take over Reuven, I'm pegan Shimon. So in the minute that I can take off issues of Shimon, b'meile the issues of Shimon is mafkia the zike from Reuven, and b'meile I only could be miyabim al Shimon, and she only needs yibum al Shimon, and b'meile nothing is left al Reuven. We'll ask this kashi. That's not going to mess. But again, the Rishonim wanted to learn pshat. That the Rashba only answered that Eisha Shimon doesn't go away. And that Ervev Eisha Shimon, while Eisha Shimon doesn't go away, that Ervev Eisha Shimon is Mafkia the Zika from Reuven. So B'meila, if you want to Miyabim now, you only Miyabim as Eisha Shimon. And if you Miyabim Eisha Shimon, you don't need to Miyabim the second one. Because there's no more issues left at Reuven. So Mimonefshach. If you Miyabim, the second wife of Shimon, Eisha Reuven doesn't need Yibam anymore. She's a Erve. She's a Erve. If you Miyabim Eisha Reuven, you only Miyabim her as Shimon. You're not Miyabim her as Reuven. But man, it's not Eisha Shtei Meisi. The male is not considered Eisha Shtei Meisi. So no chamol. We have to be maimed in the sugya to understand why Be'etzim is enough to do Yibum to Eisha Shimon, and again, why it patterns the other one, and why if I marry Eisha Shruven it's enough. Dainu, one thing is to be mevarer, why is enough one of them? Why it's not called Eisha Shtei Meisim? And what is the pshat in the Rishonim, Rashba and Ramban, that I can't take away the issues of Shimon? Ben Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to go to the Oymer.